Thank you for joining us for Praying Pals. This week's topic, get with God's program. Revelation 3 verse 5 says, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." We'll get back to that verse in a little bit, but for now, let me share a little story. At a recent special event where Carrie and I sang, we arrived early for a sound check. Immediately, the guards at the entrance resisted. They prevented our entry until checking that we were indeed on the program. Once they verified that, they warmly welcomed us and smiled. What a difference being on the program made! Being on God's program makes all the difference, too. An eternal difference, actually. And do you know what? It's not because of anything that we do. It's actually because of what Jesus did. Listen closely. God sets the terms for entrance into his kingdom. We do not. Period. We must realize that it is up to him to allow us entrance, and he has declared those terms in his word, and he invites us to come to him through Jesus, his son, who is the only way to heaven. After repenting of sins and receiving the son, we then follow his way to do life. And when we receive Jesus as Savior and Lord and rely on him for eternal life, our names are written in God's book. His book of life, actually. So again, that's from, we'll read today's scripture, Revelation 3:5, that says, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Remember, folks, Jesus knows who are his. Are you his? Have you come to Jesus? Have you given up sin and received the Son? We need to remember that in this crazy world, we are confronted constantly by lies. Only God's word is truth. We need to rely on and accept Jesus as Savior and Lord in order for our names to be in God's book of life, in order to go to heaven. It's that simple. It's that wonderful. It's that amazing. Think about God's love. Think about how much he loves you and how he sent Jesus to bear your punishment on the cross. It was beyond anything that I could ever describe, beyond any violence you've ever seen or imagined, when God's wrath was poured out on his son to bear the punishment for all of our mistakes, all of our anti-God ways, all of our sins, all of our falling short of God's glory. Think about that. That is love. In a little bit, we'll pray, and I'd love to pray with you. If you haven't put your faith in Jesus yet, I'd just love to pray with you to do that, because it makes all the difference between heaven and hell, because there is a place, a location called heaven, and there is a location called hell, and Jesus is the only way to heaven. He himself said, "I am the way." So we need to remember to distinguish fact from fiction. We must read the truth, read God's word, and remember that he never, never backs out of his word. Let's trust in Jesus today. And let's also focus on Colossians 3:12-14. Because if you already know Jesus, I know Jesus too. And I want to remember, what are we supposed to focus on? And this is just a great reminder found in Colossians. Colossians 3:12-14. "Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for offering your Son and for offering a way for us to be saved. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for bearing the punishment for our sins. We recognize that you died for us personally, and we are so sorry for our sins. We just ask that you would cleanse us from our sins, that you would be our personal Savior and Lord. Lord Jesus, we rely on you for salvation. Just fill us, use us, guide us, protect us, help us to then share you with others and extend the forgiveness that you have extended to us. Lord Jesus, we love you. We worship you. We ask that you would use us this week. And we just turn to you and ask for your will in every way in our lives. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you so much for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's go out and share God's story, the gospel, while giving him glory. We have the best news on earth. Let's get the word out, literally. And remember, if you need some extra prayer support in addition to church, feel free to contact us at prayingpals.org. We pray over the prayer list every week. Again, that's prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends, and remember that Jesus still loves you.